Good morning. This is Becky Spieth, the Christian Direct Seller, and I'm excited today to be with you because this has just been an extraordinary weekend and the start to an amazing week. I'm just super thrilled. The Lord is just filling my calendar almost to overfull, which is just absolutely something I want to praise Him for this morning. And last night as I was looking through my Facebook, I realized that one of my friends on Facebook is actually married to someone I went to junior high with, and I found out that the gentleman that I went to junior high with actually had a massive stroke a couple of months ago, and it nearly took his life. But the thing that caught my attention, which I thought was absolutely amazing, is that what caught my eye were these two beautiful faces. One was a little boy, and he's missing a couple front teeth because of his age, and a beautiful sister, two little blonde children, and one was holding a balloon wrapped around a candle, and the little boy had a special little note card with a smiley face sticker on it. And I thought, what is this about? And as I read the photo caption, it says, day two of our 365 days of blessings. The kids handed three of these out tonight to strangers, John 3:16. And on his card, it says, God loves you. 365 days of blessing. I'm sorry, my eyes are not quite as strong as I wish they were. It says, every day we're choosing to bless someone. Today is your day. I hope that you pass this blessing on to other people and be a blessing in return. And these kids looked, I mean, there was such joy on their face. It just, they jumped off of the timeline at me. So I started reading, and I asked her if I could share this with all of you because I thought this would probably touch your heart. And I don't know if many of you know this, but when I was in the field in direct selling, my team name was Becky's Blessings, because we wanted to be a blessing to people first, and we knew that God would take care of all of our needs after that. And He sure did. We were one of the fastest-growing teams, and it was such a blessing to me just to see these two kids. I don't even know their age. She looks like she might be between 9 and 12, and he looks like maybe between 6 and 9, I'm guessing. But they just look so adorable and so excited. So I asked her if I could share this with you, and I'm going to encourage you to all go and friend her. So she's going to have a flurry of friends and friend requests. But her name is Erin, E-R-I-N, and her last name is Schilt, S-C-H-I-L-T. Again, her name is Erin Schilt, E-R-I-N-S-C-H-I-L-T. So I'm going to encourage you to friend her and participate in this 365 days of blessing. Now, I think it's really cool she's involving her kids, like we recommend that we do with our businesses. But if you don't have kids or you just want to do this on your own or be a silent blesser, please take and bless a few people every day, at least one. I've been in line at McDonald's where somebody will say that they've paid for my food for the car behind them, and or Starbucks, or had little small blessings. It can be as small as a smile or just a handwritten card with a verse on it. I'm thinking of you and wanted to bless you today with a smile or a hug, whatever it is. And I thought, Lord, what verses can I come up with around this? Because He hadn't released my heart on what to speak about this morning. And so as I was looking in a couple of verses, they just didn't seem right. And I looked at one of my books, and I thought, oh, I don't really know about that. But I pulled this. And so it's just how beautiful how God orchestrates things for us. But this morning, I was looking at all the verses that are in the Word about God treasuring us. And I thought, oh, this is perfect. Because not only does God treasure us, but He blesses us each and every day. And we need to look at all the people around us that are treasures. We were downtown for the weekend. We, of course, slept at home, but we were downtown at a conference. And that's the one thing that breaks my heart each and every time I go downtown is I see all of the homeless people. And I know we have homeless people that are even living in our neighborhood, but it's just heartbreaking to see that they just don't feel valued. And that was one of the things we did with our care group last year is it gets very hot in San Antonio. So we bottled up some water and we put snacks, and then we just put in a couple of things that would bless them from the Dollar Tree, whether it was hand sanitizer or sunscreen or some lotion. We put in just all kinds of little things, some deodorant and toothbrushes and toothpaste and just some things that might bless the people. And we went downtown and we purposely sought out the homeless people and the people that looked most forgotten. And the greatest thing, we just had conversations with them. Some of them we prayed. We took the sign with us and sat it next to us that we would pray for anyone. We were going to just keep walking this area, but we had so many people come over to us that we ended up just sitting down by the bus stop and we just talked with so many of the people. And they were so intelligent and so, extraordinarily intelligent. I can think of a gentleman that we ended up calling Bronny because he that's what he asked us to call him. And he was just so intelligent, and he knew the Bible so much, and he had a new Testament that he brought out that was rather just tattered and torn. And he was talking to us about Scripture. And then as we were getting ready to end that day, that afternoon, a couple of the people came back over to us, and they said, "Thank you so much. You made us feel like we were people again." And I thought, how sad is that? That God treasures us, and then what do we do with his treasures? I actually lost one of my uncles who was just a couple of years older than I was. He became homeless as a result of some drug addiction. And we found out one day that he had froze to death. We lived in Michigan, and they had found him. And I just thought about how many people do we pass by, whether it's sharing the Lord with them, a smile, a cute little card, a candle, a hug, a glance, looking them in the eye. How many people do we dismiss or overlook that are really God's treasures? And that applies to our businesses as well. I know that was one of the main things that we talked about with my team is, why are we not sponsoring? Why are we sharing? Aren't we sharing this gift? You know, offer it to them. It's up to them to make the choice. But we're really being selfish and dishonoring to people by not sharing what we have to offer with them if we know that it has the potential to change their life potentially forever. And so the Lord just wanted me to share with you this morning some scriptures around how much he treasures us. And I don't know if you need to feel treasured and be reminded of the treasure that you are in God's eyes, or if we need to be the one that's doing the blessing. But some of the verses about what God says, who we are in Jesus, I wanted to share with you. You know, because the Word tells us that because of Jesus Christ, we're a new person and we have a new identity. Praise God for that. So who he tells us we are is that he is faithful. And because God's faithful, I know I can be faithful. That's Ephesians 1:1. John 1:12 tells us that I'm God's child. John 15:15 tells us that we're Jesus, we're Christ's friend. 1 Corinthians 6:20 tells us that we belong to God, that we're a part of his body, according to 1 Corinthians 12:27. Romans 8:28, and I think it was Susan that was mentioning that earlier, tells us that I'm assured all things work together for good. Now, we can't stop there because it goes further than that. We can be assured that all things work together for good for those who have been called by God and work according to his purposes. And then in 2 Corinthians 1:21-22 says, I've been established, anointed, and sealed by God. It tells us in Philippians 3:20 that if he is the Lord of our life, that we're a citizen of heaven already. And I know that many of you put together vision boards or goal boards. I mean, wouldn't that be really awesome to have that on our goal board and start living it now? Because what we do, for those of you that aren't familiar with this practice, is we need to live in faith, which means that we're living according to what we believe God's word for, that sometimes we don't see. If we see it, it's not faith. Mm-hmm. So how exciting is that, that we could be living in heaven right now? We need to start creating that and live as if we were in heaven now. How would we live differently? How would we live differently? You know, that also tells us that we've been chosen before the creation of the world, Ephesians 1, 4, and 11. It also tells us that we're given God's glorious grace lavishly without restriction. I don't know about you, but I love that word lavishly. And that there's no restrictions, that God wants to give us his glorious grace. Now, is this grace to go ahead and live however we want to live? Absolutely not. It's grace that keeps us from wanting to live in sin. It's grace that shows us how much God loves us and wants to restore us. You know, it also tells us that we're forgiven, that we have a purpose. These are all from Ephesians 1. That we have hope, that we're included. How many times have you ever felt like you weren't included? I'm sure that must be something that's on the minds of those that we've forgotten that God treasures almost on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
God expressed his kindness to us, Ephesians 2, 7. And that we can be secure. We don't have to be insecure, Ephesians 2, 20. It also tells us in Colossians 2, 7 that we're growing. So there's so many beautiful and wonderful things that God has done for us and God has called us to. And we really are his treasures. And I want to encourage you to take the greatest treasure you have, besides the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, and I want to encourage you to share your business opportunity with those that can have a difference made in their life. Look at them for the treasure that God's created them to be. I was sharing at a meeting here locally this last week. It was a Mary Kay unit meeting, and we actually had five directors there and tons of consultants. And I was tickled to see, and there were guests there as well, I was tickled to see the guests, how excited they were to be at the meeting and to celebrate their consultant that invited them. It was more than just a makeover that they came for. And I was watching them just for the hour and a half that I was with them, the makeover that was taking place inside their hearts and their minds. They could see possibilities and hope that they hadn't seen, maybe ever. And to see each person celebrate each other and to be able to share just a couple of nuggets of my story with them, the difference that it could make. And I thought, how fervent we should be, not only with our businesses and bringing guests to our business meetings and sharing our business opportunity, but to bring them to church. Can you imagine if you took the same fervency each and every week and you determined at the beginning of the week, I'm going to have at least one guest at my meeting, and I am determined I'm going to have one guest sit with me in church. Can you imagine how quickly we would grow the kingdom of God? You know, for some of them, they actually shared that one person had been invited over 7 times and finally showed up at this meeting. How many times have you invited someone to church and they said no? Do you know the average person, and this is just based off of some numbers by the Direct Selling Association, but the average person needs to be exposed or asked a minimum of 5 times before they say yes to coming, to listening. Not saying yes to the opportunity, but listening. I'm going to encourage you this week to get excited, get on fire, to treasure someone each day, to invite someone to your business opportunity, and invite people to attend church and your local get-togethers for your team. Now, as I was looking for what else to share, the Lord laid on my heart to pull out my book called I Declare, 31 Promises to Speak Over Your Life by Joel Osteen. And it's one of his first, one of his most recent books. I'm sorry, not his first, but one of his most recent. And he was really the first person I really heard declare the word of God over their lives. And this was something that my mom shared with me when she was still with us. And she would cut out the declarations or print them up or email them to me, and she would mail them or email or just make sure every once in a while I would see the declarations. So when I read a declaration, it brings a smile to my face because I know my mom thought this was so important. And since then, we've come to a church that believes in confessing the word in a different way than we had been exposed to before, and we've seen the Lord work so mightily, I mean, miracle after miracle. So I wanted to share this with you. This is actually day 12, if you have the book. It says, I declare, I am special and extraordinary. I'm not average. I've been custom made. I'm one of a kind. Of all the things God created, what he is the most proud of is me. I'm his masterpiece, his most prized possession. I will keep my head held high, knowing that I'm a child of the Most High God, made in his very image. This is my declaration. So I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to put this on Facebook after we hang up onto the Christian Direct Seller Facebook page. But I'm going to encourage you to declare this week. And remember this, each and every person, as you work with this week, as you go prospect this week, as you party with or you host coach with, that you declare this over their life as well as your own. I declare I'm special and extraordinary. I'm not average. And neither are you. I've been custom made, and so have you. We are one of a kind. Of all the things that God created, what he is the most proud of is us. We are his masterpiece, his most prized possession. I will keep my head held high, knowing that I'm a child of the Most High God, made in his very image. This is my declaration. I'm going to turn off the recording now so that we can go to prayer with everyone. We do that to keep it confidential so that people feel that they can share their hearts and know that someone's truly praying for them. I pray for each one of the requests as the week goes on, and I praise and I thank the Lord because I know that all these things are coming to pass. If you haven't joined us live, I'm going to encourage you to do that. It starts at 8:30 Central if you're listening to the recording. And we go a prayer. We usually take prayer requests right up until 8:30. So I get on usually about 20 to 25 after 8. And then we take those requests. We start the Bible study. We record that portion. And then afterwards, we go ahead and turn off the recording and pray for a bit. So God bless you. Have an extraordinary week. And don't forget that we treasure you, and so does God. God bless you.